Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Miss South Africa Lalela Moswane was crowned second runner-up at the Miss Universe 2021 pageant held in Israel this past weekend. Joining me now all the way from Israel is Flor Hassan Nahum. He's the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem in charge of foreign relations, economic development and tourism. A very good morning to you, Deputy Mayor.
Good morning.
Deputy Mayor, the experience of having the Miss Universe contestants coming to Israel, participating in Eilat, visiting Jerusalem, some of the incredible comments passed by the Miss Universe contestants. How did it leave you feeling as a person with first of all, a love of your country, but secondly, such an important portfolio as the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem in charge of foreign relations, economic development and tourism?
Well, we were thrilled. First of all, Israel as a country was thrilled to be able to secure the Miss Universe 2021. You know, the viewership of Miss Universe is almost 700 million, which is incredible. And so it gives us a chance to show the world how beautiful our country is, how beautiful the people of our country are, how diverse our country is. And so that was an incredible opportunity. For me, it was wonderful to be able to host them in Jerusalem. They came for a few days. We showed them all the beautiful sites. Of course, we have layers and layers of history here in Jerusalem. And we showed them everything that their schedules allowed. And we also decided to show them the beauty of civil society in Jerusalem. And I organized two events, one a tea party with female leaders of nonprofit organizations helping from youth at risk to elderly, to women's organizations, a whole range of wonderful organizations being led by women in the city. And the following day, we did an incredible thing where I got an organization called The Boydom, which is a thrift shop, second-hand shop, that is first, of course, helps the environment by recycling clothing, but second, employs people with mental health issues, people who would otherwise not gain employment anywhere else. And so the women decided, we presented to them the idea of doing a fashion show with these clothes, which are meaningful, so meaningful what they do, and they did it. And one of the women who walked in displayed the clothes in the fashion show was Miss South Africa, and that was my opportunity to get to know her.
And the dress, what did you think about that costume that advocated peace that she wore?
Wonderful, majestic, you know, dressed as the queen that she is. It was very moving, yes.
There's a lot of sadness amongst pilgrims from around the world. It's the holiest month in the Christian calendar, and a lot of people go to Jerusalem during Christmas time. Obviously, this is going to have a negative economic impact on Jerusalem, as does all pilgrimages to Israel and all visits to Israel. We have a lot of South African Jewry that are also very, very sad that they're not going to be able to visit their families. Do we see that the impact within Israel is much the same as what we're seeing worldwide in respect of a decline in hospitality? And are there plans afoot by the authorities to assist the smaller lodge owners, the travel guides, and all these other small businesses that are going to definitely suffer as a result of the tourism slump as a result of the pandemic?
That's a great question. And, you know, you can't on the one hand close the sky and not provide compensation for such an important part of the Israeli economy, which is the tourism industry. We cannot continue to ignore them and their needs. I myself in Jerusalem, is the city that receives most tourists, and 80% of our tourism is foreign tourism. So we've been very, very badly hit. I set up a crisis committee for tourism about a year and a half ago, in order to find solutions to help the tourism industry. And on a government level, we still haven't seen enough compensation. And I will be one of those people advocating for this in the weeks to come.
Well, Deputy Mayor, we thank you so much for your time today. And I really appreciate you diverting a bit about the topic of not just about Miss SA, but experiencing something very similar to what we're experiencing in South Africa. Tourism is extremely important for us. It's one of the biggest contributors to our fiscus, and we are very much in a similar situation. So let's hope come 2022 we start seeing the back end of this virus. Thank you again for joining us. I look forward to having another chat with you in the future.
Thank you very much.
That was Fleur Hassan Nahum, the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, in charge of foreign relations, economic development, and tourism.